This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We are back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. The folks from Brinkotter in the studios each and every Friday for our Brinkotter Home Highlight. And we welcome Ryan Campbell back to the program. Jason White alongside. We'll talk about his featured listing here in just a couple of minutes. All right, so talk to me about this, Ryan. I don't know if anything has changed as of yesterday. 141 active listings in Macon County. 207 pending sales. What do we know? Because this is literally kind of changing week by week as far as the number of homes available and your window of really selling your home for maximum profit, right?
I think Tom said it best last week when he said, now you have the potential to really get top dollar for your house. And we definitely are, you're seeing some normalcy, and I feel like we've kind of been saying that for a while.
Well, it's gradual, but all of a sudden you wake up and it's
kind of like a function of the market. It's a function of the efforts like mortgage rates on the rise, different things happening with the government. I mean, it's a function of the market, and it's something that's definitely looming and something that's approaching fast. And we keep telling people, like, if you're thinking about listing and you want to get the most potential value for your home, now's the time.
And you can sell your home at any time. It's not like it's one or the other, but there is a window of this sort of kind of bidding frenzy, one buyer against another buyer, that peak, is slowly kind of closing. And so for maximum benefit to you as a seller, you know, that window is closing a little bit week by week.
Right, exactly. So I think more importantly than that, it's a great opportunity to, like, reach out to your agent, even if you want to just figure out, like, I mean, get a hold of Jason or somebody like that, one of your Brinkotter agents, get a market analysis done, know the potential value of your home. Maybe there's more equity there than you realize. Maybe it's, you know, I like the value. That's good information to have. I'm still going to wait. I mean, but at least you have that information. You can make a more informed decision. Right. But yeah, that window is going to close.
Well, you have someone who might have had their house appraised or done this 4 or 5 years ago and might be stunned at what that number might look like today. So just you guys have, you know, like 19,000 years of experience or something like that at Brinkotter. So you got plenty of age to choose from. If you know someone, great. If not, you can go to the website at Brinkotter.com.
I can't quote the article, but I read an article yesterday and it said that over the last year, the markets appreciate on average about 14-15%. So, and that's a national average. So our market's going to be a little variant of that, but a market that home values have continued to rise over the last year. And we've seen that too. So eventually that's going to peak.
Okay. This week we're giving away a $25 gift card to La Gondola Spaghetti House North. One of my favorite places. Love their food. Love the family. They've done. Mm-hmm. We're head to, I'm not sure, Jason, 1420 Fair Street is. I know it's in Warrensburg Latham School District, but where's this house located?
It is. So if you remember where the Bacharach corporate office building is, out by the fairgrounds, it's over right by that.
Okay. All right. So kind of a quiet area.
Very quiet area. Larger lots out in that area. This one's about a half an acre. It's been completely redone almost. It has a new driveway, new steps on the front, new sidewalk. It's got a fenced yard, great for pets. Lots of updates to this house.
Okay, so the location is 1420 Fair Street. It's a ranch, three bed. As you said, you don't always get a half acre, right? I mean, that's a pretty good sized yard.
It's a generous lot.
And yeah, it really is.
The backyard's fenced too. So if you have a pet or something like that, it's just, we're all looking for outdoor space, it seems like, right now.
And this one's moving. We really have to do anything to it.
Okay. All right. And so you can check that out on the Natticator Facebook page. And as I said, like, comment, feel free to share. You're giving away a $25 gift card to La Gondola Spaghetti House North. The open concept kitchen, living room, the updated bath. As you just said, there's been a lot of work that's been done on this.
There has. He hasn't owned it that long. I actually sold it to him about 3 years ago, and he's done all these updates since.
Okay. How do people see this other than just looking at it on the website?
Well, they can either go to Brinkotter.com or they can contact me direct at 217-433-0802.
All right. And so out by the fairgrounds, Warrensburg Latham School District. What are people looking, Jason, when you're talking to people today, you know, as an agent on the street, you know, dealing with potential clients, real clients, what are they looking for right now? I mean, is
they're
it still
all
sort
over
of
the place?
Yeah, but I mean, COVID kind of taught us, right? Like, we want some room to move. We don't want to be cramped. We want sort of more of a, I mean, is that still out there?
It's still out there. They're still going to get what they originally wanted. There, a lot of people still are not working at the office anymore. They've decided that they're going to work from home permanently.
And so they look at the home a little
differently. So they want a home office and they want more space usually.
Yeah. And that makes sense.
It seems there's a lot of demand for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I mean, which makes sense.
Sure.
Kind of encompasses a large large demographic. And yeah, a lot of people just want space. It varies as far as school district. We did a little bit of research on that a couple months ago, and I was surprised at how varying it was, just from like top dollar, like 500K and above, all the way down to, I mean, people looking for a starter home under 100K. So, but I'd say a huge chunk of that was between that 3-bedroom, 2-baths.
You know, people are, I mean, it all depends on the demographic. You know, if you're moving to the community and you're single or you're newly married and kids are down the road, and you're not even thinking about that kind of stuff, right? You're looking at something completely different. You come to town with 2 or 3 kids heading to schools, you start looking at school district. I mean, if you're retired or you want to downsize, you're not thinking about any of that stuff at all. Right. So you got to be able to deal with all of it.
Right. And there have been a couple condos that have popped on the market that seem to be going fast.
Yeah, I have
short supply.
More.
The rural areas like your Argenas, your Oriana, some of those kind of smaller niche communities, there's a high demand. There is not a lot of listings in those areas. So if you own a property, you're thinking about listing in the Argena, Oriana, that type of area, there's really not a lot of houses on the market right now, which again means less competition. So more opportunity.
So that niche, I guess niche may not the word, but if you're in one of those kind of bedroom communities and you're thinking about, well, I don't know, maybe I might sell, maybe I might upsize, downsize, whatever. Right now, those are very much in demand.
They are very in demand, and don't quote me on it, but I know that it's a small amount that's listed in like Argena, Orienta particularly, even Mount Zion. I mean, there's not
I've
a lot of homes
lot
in the
of,
Mountain Zion School
a lot of
District
requests
right now.
For Macon in the last year, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Guys, good stuff. Nick, we're going to do one more break here, and you can go check out on our Facebook page. Right now, we got that $25 gift card to La Gondola. All you have to do is like, comment, feel free to share. Guys, have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Thanks,
all right.
You too.
Ryan and Jason.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.